97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's my favorite time of the week. No, really. I'm drinking. It's Beer 30 time. We've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer here. You catch their podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and they're on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you so much for having us back. We can't believe we still do this.
I can't believe it lets in the building.
I can't believe I'm letting the building still after all these years. So happiness all around. All right. So what are we trying today?
I went all the way over to Fairfield to pick up a bottle from the brewery. This is from the Heretic Brewing Company.
Got it.
I know this brand well. I used to represent when I worked with the distributor. Previous life, this was one of the beers we sold and rolled out to this area, to Sonoma and Marin County. So it is available in some stores. This one is definitely getting, as we're gearing up for winter, is a good winter beer to drink. This is their Chocolate Hazelnut Porter.
Very interesting.
I look at this beer and I'm already in love with it just by looking at it. We talked on this show before about color not always being indicative of like body style. And so you look at this thing and you think it's going to be really heavy and really rich. That's not really the case here. There is a lot of rich flavor to it, but I wouldn't call the body really rich. It smells of sort of toasty hazelnut, chocolate. But I don't know, you know, I'm sort of jumping ahead a little bit here, but I don't know that it necessarily just finishes really rich and heavy. There's a good amount of carbonation to it.
Yeah.
And it's got a light finish, which I do really appreciate in a beer like this. Because there are so many flavors, you'd hate for it to just get cloying and overly sweet.
Yeah, this thing is amazing. And, you know, speaking of that, like you said, color to body style, that's, I call that the Guinness trick. Because, you know, Guinness is one of the lighter beers in the world. It's also low in alcohol, but everyone just gets freaked out by the color.
Yeah, it's so dark.
So dark and mysterious. but this is the same thing. It's really, really, it's, you know, it is dark as night. And adds a really nice, you know, the color of the lacing and the glass and the head on the beer. It was really complimentary to the style. It just looks inviting and warm. You know, that's the A of the AATMF. We need to go over that one more time. The appearance, the aroma, the taste, the mouthfeel, the finish.
Got it.
Write that down, people. That's a good office around the water cooler.
It really is. I've used it a couple times now.
Now, when you're around the water cooler, do you discuss the water with the AATMF? Yes. Or are you discussing the beer around the water cooler?
You could practice with the water, but then the next day, usually that's like a Monday morning. Hey, by the way, I did AATMF, and I was up late watching Seinfeld. The aroma is it draws you in. I mean, it's just, it's well-balanced. It's gentle. It's not overpowering. It's not too sweet. It's not too blah and dry. It just really is a good, rich flavor. And then bringing it in, to Brad's point, take a sip of this, and you really, I get more, instead of like a chocolate, I get more of like a cocoa nib, which we're kind of splitting atoms at that point, but it, essentially, just that the cocoa nib's got a little bit of that baker's chocolate, that bitterness that really helps with this beer. And this comes in, this is a 7% beer, by the way. So it seems like it's really high alcohol just by the color as well, but don't get misguided, it's only 7.
I think the cocoa nib's a great call here. I think it shows up mostly in the mouthfeel there, and I think that's what helps draw out some of the toastiness of the hazelnut in the flavor. I when you said that, I immediately picked that up. It just becomes so much more apparent in the mouthfeel to me.
I like that it's bitter because originally when I first saw it, I was thinking, oh, this is gonna be really sweet, and the fact that it has that bitterness is, it cuts it, you know, it cuts the sweetness. People could easily be turned off, I think, by
absolutely,
something being too sweet.
Overly sweet, you know, there's gonna be overly sweet beers that's a product of the fermentable sugars, and depending on when you pitch your beer and all those things, that your sweetness will be determined by that. This, on the other hand, the sweetness is brought in by one of the ingredients you're putting into it. Mm-hmm. So if you sweeten it too much, it'll begin to taste artificial. What, you know, with that chocolate, you know, you could easily take a can of Hershey syrup and pour it into your batch. And some people probably have done that, but I think that's not the what they're looking for in this. It really, really, and you know, Brad and I both actually had a dinner with the head brewer there. Jamil, he's a really nice guy, super intelligent on beer. And they've got a really cool tap room. So if you are in the Fairfield area, check it out.
As a retailer, you know, in the restaurants, whenever we talk about a beer like this, we always try and figure out, you know, is this a beer that people will buy, you know, a 22 or a 32 ounce of? Because, you know, we just like the brewer and the, you know, in the business of selling beer, amongst other things, obviously. But, you know, we want to know, is this a beer that people will order the larger format of? And in beers of this style, that's not always the case.
Right.
I think it's really a testament to the amount of finesse that they use at Heretic in this beer to keep it this balanced, this clean, to have this robust of a nose and a flavor profile without it being overly heavy. And so it's just a really, really well done version of this style, I think.
All right. So around the room for Heretic chocolate hazelnut porter.
I give this 2 cocoa nibs up.
Ew.
2 thumbs way up.
Yeah. I like it as well. Thumbs up here. You can always catch our reviews online at 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30. And, of course, their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on iTunes, Google Play. And you can find them on Facebook and Twitter. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer. Check it out. Thanks for being in the studio.
Thanks, Danny.